From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The economy has grown for the first time in a year. The government says it expanded at a 3.5% annual pace in the third quarter. NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
The Commerce Department figures for gross domestic product, the broadest measure of economic activity, is the strongest sign yet that the worst recession since the 1930s has ended. Bernard Baumol of the Economic Outlook Group says the economy did so well this summer largely because of a sharp pickup in consumer spending.
Saw the biggest jump in outlays by households really since the beginning of 2007.
Baumol credits government stimulus programs such as cash for clunkers and tax credits for first-time home buyers for improving consumer spending. He warns, though, that the economy is still too weak right now to withdraw government help. He expects the economy to be able to go it alone by 2011. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
There's word that senators have agreed to extend the tax credit to first-time home buyers. It is due to expire at the end of November. First-time buyers can get credits as high as $8,000, and a staff member in Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's office tells the Associated Press that senators have agreed to extend it and to offer a tax credit of up to $6,500 to people who are not buying their first homes. But those buyers would have to have been in their current homes for at least 5 years. Before dawn today, President Obama witnessed the return of the remains of 18 Americans killed in Afghanistan this week. The president appeared at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware as the flag-covered cases containing the remains were brought from an Air Force cargo plane. Mr. Obama is currently considering strategy for Afghanistan, including a request from the U.S. commander there for more troops. House leaders are expected to unveil their long-awaited health overhaul bill today. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
A last-minute glitch could still delay things, but what's one more day when the bill's already almost 3 months overdue? The measure represents the combined efforts of three House committees, each of which completed work on their versions prior to Congress's summer break. Since then, leaders have mostly struggled to figure out how to devise a bill that can win the 218 votes needed to pass with only Democrats, since Republicans have basically been united in opposition. It appears at this point the bill will include a government-run insurance plan as one option some people could choose, the so-called public option. But it probably won't be the more Medicare-like option liberals prefer, but rather a plan where the government will negotiate payment rates with providers that's more palatable to the party's moderates. Julie Rovner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Stock prices are up in early trading this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 74 points at 98.37. The Nasdaq Composite up 21 at 20.81. This is NPR News. A jury has been selected in the trial of Raymond Jessup, a member of a polygamist group, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Jessup is accused of sexual assault of a child. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
It was unknown whether Texas Judge Barbara Walther would be able to seat a jury in the tiny West Texas town of El Dorado, but the court called 300 jurors, including 17 members from the Yearning for Zion Ranch. That's the 1,700 acres bought by FLDS prophet and leader Warren Jeffs when he moved his followers from Utah and Arizona to Texas. But state officials raided the ranch last year, and the resulting investigation has resulted in charges against 12 men for bigamy and sexual assault of a child. None of the would-be jurors from the FLDS were impaneled, but the judge did seat an El Dorado jury, 7 men and 5 women. 38-year-old Raymond Jessup is facing 20 years if convicted. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
The FBI says the leader of a radical Sunni Islam group in Michigan was killed in a shootout with agents in suburban Detroit yesterday. Prosecutors say the FBI was trying to arrest Luqman Amin Abdullah. He was suspected of illegal possession and sale of firearms. Government documents say he was advocating and encouraging his followers to commit violent acts against the U.S., but the U.S. had not filed terrorism charges against him. The agents say that he refused to surrender, opened fire, and was killed when agents returned fire. The government says Abdullah's group wants a separate Islamic State on U.S. territory. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.